distance like a dream, like a dream, like a dream. I hear in my head like a song I'm still learning to sing.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Madeline Reynolds. We are back again with Peter Hughes, Managing Director, to discuss what events are happening at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, this month. There's quite a lineup and exciting events taking place, so let's waste no more time and get right to it. I give you the floor, Peter.
Oh, hey, Madeline, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I am so incredibly excited and happy to be doing this with you. You're doing a great job, and let's get right into it. Let's talk about all the stuff. So, I'm going to jump around a little bit.
Okay.
That was Ordinary Elephant we were just listening to. Mm-hmm. Ordinary Elephant, this is their first time at the Linda, their first time really in the area. Our good friend Wanda Fisher from Hudson River Sampler was a big proponent, and we talked all about it, and then the opportunity came. Ordinary Elephant are fantastic folk musicians. They're the International Folk Music Award winners in 2017 for Artist of the Year.
Wow.
They're a lovely duo, and you could do yourself worse on a Sunday night here in Albany. Lots of things to do where there are to come to see Ordinary Elephant. That's at 7 o'clock Sunday at the Linda. Tickets are available through thelinda.org, as is everything, and they are being also supported by our very good friend Carolyn Shapiro.
Oh.
Carolyn Shapiro is the 2022 Folk Artist of the Year for the New York Capital Region. So lots of pedigree here. Mm-hmm. Good traditional kind of Linda. It's kind of a traditional Linda show. Some nice, soft WAMC folk and some fine folks. So that's Sunday, the April 7th at the Linda. But more important, just as important, to me today, the most important, tonight is Live and Local at the Linda.
Okay.
This is our monthly First Friday showcase of nothing but absolute homegrown local talent. It is in collaboration with our friends over at WEXT, and it is nothing but local talent, and tonight we are going to rock hard. It is just $20 a ticket, because tonight we have Precious Metals, which is the brainchild of J. Lee White. We have Like the Astronaut, which is a very cool kind of atmospheric performance. But also, Bent is playing tonight. Now, Bent is the band of former WAMC staffer Carl Blackwood.
Wow.
And Matt Plummer and Cody Bingham and the people who used to do my job before I do my job. And they are finally coming back to rock the Linda with their band. So tonight is Bent, Like the Astronaut, Precious Metals, great times, and 100% of the ticket revenue goes to the bands, because this is our commitment to try to give back to local music. So that's tonight. At doors open at 7 o'clock. And 7:30 is the start time. Should be really good.
Great.
Next Saturday, we have Rail, the music of Peter Gabriel and Genesis. This is part of our Marty Prague adventure. Oh, you love Prague music, Madeline? You're a big fan?
Of course I am.
Yeah, of course you are.
Of course I am.
Absolutely. So Rail is the music of Peter Gabriel and Genesis, old school, dressing up in the strange costumes, the laser lights, and all of that fun. This is their third time at the Linda. Always a great time. And that's on Saturday, April 13th. On the 14th, we have our second show this year from our friends and our collaboration with New York Folklore.
Okay.
And they are presenting Pulso de Barro. No, sorry, my mistake. They are presenting
yes, you are.
Los Quisquianos.
That sounded
Which is a traditional merengue ensemble.
Wow.
So that is on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock on the 14th. Of course, on the 18th, we have our Rockmon Record Club listening party. We're going to listen to, hear the stories, the music, and, of course, all the history of Neil Young's Harvest, a really cool album. And then on Friday, April 19th, we got two shows. We have two different shows. It's a doubleheader.
Two show day.
First in the morning, we are welcoming this show. It is the Roundtable, live at the Linda, live from the Linda, the Roundtable live panel.
Yes. And it was a lot of fun. I went to my first one last fall, and it was great seeing all the supporters and listeners come out and be able to ask questions, meet the hosts, meet everybody else from WAMC. It was just a really good energy, and I really enjoyed it. And you can't go wrong with free breakfast. You don't want to miss that.
The breakfast is good.
It is.
I'm looking at Rob Chacon over there in the thing, and he always talks to me about this is his one opportunity to get bacon.
Hey.
So it is. If that doesn't inspire you, and you can get that by going to the WAMC.org. It is available with donation right now, and you can have a better time. Meet all the folks.
Yeah.
Meet Joe and Sarah and assorted smart folks.
Uh huh. All the panelists are women.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Of course. Joe and all the women. Yeah.
Joe and the ladies.
Yes. Joe and the ladies.
All right. Later that evening, I go home, take a nap, and then I come back. And we have Memories of Patsy, which is a Patsy Cline tribute, which is my father's very favorite thing in the world, except for Queen Elizabeth II and the royal family. He's an absolute monarchist. You're welcome, Dad, if you're listening. And that is a good time. So Patsy Cline tribute, little bit different, but that's what we do. We always do a little bit different.
Yeah.
Closing out some things on April here, on April 20th, which is, if you're paying attention, 420, we have the 1973 experimental French animated film Fantastic Planet. Have you seen this movie?
I have not.
Okay. So Fantastic Planet is a really weird animated French, no words in it.
Oh, okay.
Science fiction film. It is just bizarre, but it is one of the one of the benchmarks of experimental avant-garde animation that started in the 70s.
Okay.
But the cool part about this is it has live musical accompaniment by our friends Order of the Elusive. Order of the Elusive is the brainchild of Branford Reed, who used to be in the band King Missile, which had some hits in the 90s that I can't really mention on air. He plays this thing called the Pensolina, which is this part violin, part drum, part there's a drill attached to it. It's an instrument that he invented that he's famous for. And his partner plays a 17-string fretless bass guitar. Okay. So they do live musical accompaniment to silent film. So for this one, they are going to do live musical accompaniment to Fantastic Planet, the 1973 French experimental animation masterpiece.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but
I don't think you want to miss it. That sounds so interesting.
It is. It will be nothing less than interesting.
Yeah. Definitely a story to tell.
It's fantastic. Yeah. You will have a great time. And that's on April 20th, again, 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we have swing dancing every single Wednesday.
Yes. And as a dancer myself, I've learned a little bit of swing dance, but the style is so high energy. It's so fun. Kicks, dips, twists, turns, all the fun things. I definitely recommend.
The best thing about the swing dancing at the Linda is that, and I say it every time I talk about it, you don't need to know any of that to go.
Oh, God, no.
It is... all experience from Lindy Hoppers to nothing at all. And there's no experiences needed, no partner is needed, no feet are needed. You don't need any of that. There's a lesson before each dance, which is great.
Oh, great.
It's a free lesson, but it's not the thing you'd see on, I almost said on Dance Fever, anyone else is going to get that reference. It's not the thing you'd see on Dancing with the Stars or the really high intense thing. That, there are people there doing that, but that's not most of it. It's all ages, all groups, all demographics, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's very casual. And there's live music before every single one. And that's every single Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock. People should just show up.
Yeah, don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
And that's April at the Linda.
That's great. Peter Hughes, the managing director of the Linda, thanks so much for coming to our monthly meetup at the Roundtable. We always look forward to talking to you. Once again, you can go to thelinda.org. That's thelinda.org to find more information about these events and buy tickets. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Madeline.
I'm intern Madeline Reynolds. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.